Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy, archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff.
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray, and a cheerful... Hi, everybody!
Hi, everybody!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Lightwave!
Oh boy, we're glad to see you again.
Along with a host of others. At the end of the Hollywood box office fiasco that was The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the live-action and animated versions of Fearless Leader, Boris Badenoff, and Natasha Fatale were sucked into the internet, never, we thought, to be heard from again.
Hello!
Apparently, these foes found a way to escape.
Don't we always?
Yes, but not even I get that one. Hey, wait a second, if you two escaped, where's Fearless Leader?
Fearless Leader? Bah! No one cares about Fearless Leader.
I believe they do.
Who is they?
Them.
Who?
What happened to Fearless Leader?
Shh, be careful, darlings. Fearless Leader could be anywhere.
Fearless Leader is joke.
Usually I know what's going on, but this time I do not.
I has entire saga. Here you go. Backstory on everything.
Thanks. Apparently, in the web, Fearless Leader, Boris and Natasha were frustrated that even the might of Robert De Niro was no match for the bored moviegoers.
Really? I played by George Costanza. Serenity now.
Yes. But in the World Wide Web, the vapid villains argued over the true fault of the plan that failed. But after years and years of arguing and trying to escape, Boris realized that maybe they were better off without Fearless Leader.
You betcha!
Oh boy. And so Boris led Fearless Leader on a Google search that led him to YChan, an English language-based image board website where users generally post anonymously. Split into various boards with their own specific content and guidelines, Fearless Leader soon got lost in...
Dun dun dun!
The deep web? Oh no!
Oh yes!
So deep, darling!
You're no kidding, Natasha. Deep web is so bad it makes me look good.
You're getting deep, Boris. Cut it out!
And soon, Boris and Natasha made their escape, leaving the internet through means that don't really matter.
What can I say? Every story need mystery. Or plot hole, whatever.
He means the bad guy, darling.
Thank you. Boris and Natasha fled to sunny Florida to get one last big score.
Last big score turned out to be big zero, Boris. Now what do we do?
Just as the Potsylvanian duo try to think, Boris catches something out of the corner of his eye.
No, 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 no!
What is it, darling?
As Boris goes into a strange, weepy, coma-like state of fear, in the distance a car pulls up exiting. Researcher with Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Bullwinkle Moose.
Better late than never.
I feel like we're getting pretty late in the proceedings, though.
Never you mind that. Bullwinkle, Rocky, and Reese, using the amazing power of the internet...
Or Google Maps, to be precise.
Please give us money.
...found the location of Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz.
Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. This is where Captain Peach Fuzz lives? It's an old folks' home.
What you mean?
Well, we're old, sure, Bullwinkle, but we've not really aged a day.
You might want to tell that whoever gave me the name, because part of my name is Wrinkles.
You're Bull Winkle, not Bull Wrinkles.
A lot does go into a name, Rocky.
Yes, the seemingly strange logic of our world is that sadly, Rocky and Bullwinkle never age, thanks to laws in the wonderful world of animation.
Wait a second, though. We're not animated now, are we?
Good point. Let's move along before the audience notices. As Rocky and his companions enter the retirement home in the distance, Natasha Fatale fans her flame.
Speak to me, darling! Speak to me!
Boris finally was shaken heartily by Natasha, snapping him out of it.
Oh, they're here, Natasha! They are here!
Who is here, darling?
Moose and Squirrel!
Are you sure?
Should I am not? Of course I am! Well, aren't you going to say anything?
You told me to shut my mouth.
That I did!
Now what do we do?
Well, we do the only thing we can do.
Yes?
Find out next time!
Oh, how bad of you, darling. Leave another cliffhanger.
Oh, thank you, Poopsie.
As Rocky and Bullwinkle ask the front desk outside the retirement home, Boris Badenoff is hatching an evil plan. But what is it? And does it contain poor Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz? Stay tuned to our next installment of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Wrong Way, Right Time, or He Has a Fuzzy Memory.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.